Mothman. He's the one we adore. I said Mothman. Need I say any more? He's a cryptid and the star of the show. So just sit right back, Stardusties. That's right. The man, the moth, the legend. Mothman, coming up next
on Star Queen Paranormal.
Star Queen Paranormal.
Things are a bit off.
Align the stars with the bizarre.
Every day that makes you say, hey.
This is Star Queen Paranormal for the enthusiasts of the strange and the extraordinary.
Star Queen Paranormal.
Howdily doodly, little Stardusties. This is your Baroness of the Beasties.
Demon Desperado.
Space Pirate.
Enthusiast of the strange and extraordinary.
And your personal interdimensional simulation hacker. I am Exy, the Star Queen. And real quick, I'd like to remind everyone that this podcast is for entertainment and education purposes only. Skeptics are more than welcome.
We can't all be perfect.
Greetings, creatures of the night.
Creature of the night.
Creature of the night.
That's you, little Stardusties, because it's spooky week. At least I hope it's spooky week. If I've been a good noodle and edited things in a timely manner, this episode will be airing on Friday, the 28th, which has no significance other than it's a few days before
All Hallows Eve.
Happy Samhain.
And in honor of the spooky week, I decided to put a spotlight on one of my favorite cryptids. Well, I suppose Mothman, spoiler, is beloved by many. Today is the 23rd episode, and here's some stuff on the number 23. 23 is the lowest prime number that consists of consecutive digits. The number 23 has been the subject of two films. The Nobel Prize-winning economist, John Forbes Nash, was the subject of the film A Beautiful Mind, and rumor has it he was obsessed with the number 23. The spiritual meaning of angel number 23 is about change, progress, and growth, and it is rumored that the number 23 holds mystical properties and is revered by some groups of people. That's just some stuff on the number 23. However, I do believe if a Stardusty is so inclined, they should look up more information on the number 23. There is some fascinating beliefs surrounding the number 23. That's all I'm going to say about that. Anyway, as I was saying before, Mothman was a man. Maybe he was a moth. Or maybe he was a Mothman. He was Mothman! I don't think anyone's gonna get that. Anyway, we're talking about Mothman. Specifically, the Point Pleasant Mothman. We will get into the other sightings. But why let me tease you when I could be distracting you with tarot cards of doom? Okay, they're not tarot cards of doom, but they are tarot cards. And from what I heard, they're pretty terrible. That's right, kiddos, it's time for Terrible Tarot!
Terrible.
Now, the name of this segment is called Terrible Tarot. Why is it terrible, you ask? Well, you wouldn't pay me for this reading. However, on Patreon, I have a segment called Not So Terrible Tarot. So if you'd like to pay me for Terrible Tarot, I mean not so terrible, head on over to patreon.com/starqueenparanormal. I'd also like to add that I've been reading tarot for most of my life, so this is kind of a bit. It's a clever ruse! to get you engaged. It's part of the story. Don't peel back the fourth wall. Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. Anyway, as you can hear plainly with your ears, I'm shuffling pretty terribly. That's part of the bit. It's terrible tarot. Your cards for today are the Five of Swords, the Ace of Pentacles, reversed, and the Queen of Pentacles. And I'm just going to tell you the bottom of the deck again. You've got the Ace of Wands at the bottom of your deck. Babies, my little stardusties, I do believe you've been manifesting, and you've been manifesting abundance. From this reading here, I see that you've been working hard and learning to manifest your abundance, but it kind of feels like it's not worth it. Like, yeah, you're getting what you want, but was it worth all the trouble? Because right now, even though your manifestations are coming in, even though your abundance is coming in, even though you're working hard, if you don't resonate with the abundance and manifestation stuff, then you've been working hard. And it just feels like money is not reliable right now. It's unstable. Like, the money comes in, but you still don't know if you're going to have enough for it. And I feel like most of my stardusties who are listening, not all of you, but most of my stardusties are probably feeling the weight of the prices of gas and groceries and mortgage and rent. And so the money is flowing in. Your ability to manifest or work for money hasn't really been jeopardized. You're just feeling like it might not be enough. And the cards want to assure you that you will be sitting pretty with your abundance. And you're possibly more abundant than you already know. I'm also getting that perhaps you need to reshape your perception of abundance, because abundance isn't necessarily just money. Sometimes abundance is your environment. Sometimes abundance is snagging some free stuff, people giving things to you. So the cards are saying, yes, you are abundant, and you worked hard for this abundance, and you're going to be abundant. Please, nobody make this into a drinking game. This is a family show. But you're going to have your abundance. You're going to feel abundant. You also need to reframe your perception of what abundance truly is. And that was pretty terrible. Today's quote from whatever I feel like quoting: there is nothing so powerful as truth, and often nothing so strange. And that quote was from Daniel Webster. Today's bizarre headline, published September 6th, 2022, from Fox 5 DC. Almost half of all surveyed Americans admit to talking to their plants, and studies show it may make you happier. If you're anything like me, you happily sing and chirp to your plants as you water them, or repot them, or if they grow a new leaf. Well, the survey they conducted in August by Trees.com asked 1,250 people in the United States about their plant-talking habits. It found that 48% of people admitted talking to their trees and or plants. And of the people who do talk to their plants, 1 in 5 said they speak to their plants every day. The survey also found that talking to your plants may have some added benefits. About 62% of respondents said it helps their own mental health to talk to plants, and 65% said they believe it helps them grow. Of the people who said that they believe it helps their plants grow, 60% actually reported seeing a difference in their plants' growth when comparing periods of talking to them and not talking to them. Nearly a quarter of all people surveyed said they think of their plants as pets. Majority of people surveyed, 70.5%, said they speak to their plants occasionally. 20.5% speak to their plants every single day. 9% admitted they talk to their plants, but rarely. But don't feel bad if you are one of the people who speak to their plants, because according to a research paper published in 2018, just being in the presence and viewing plants altered EEG recordings and reduced stress, fear, anger, and sadness. Those in the 2018 study also experienced reduced blood pressure, pulse rate, and muscle tension. So if you're a Stardusty and you have a special plant in your life, just know that you're not the only one and that it possibly may be good for you. Actually, that study reminds me of a series of experiments performed on water that I may do an episode on in the very near future. But if you don't feel like sticking around and listening to Star Queen Paranormal for that long, the short of it is your intentions have power. If that intrigues you, then I invite you to stick around until I get to that episode. I think today I'm just going to skip the promo because I'm a little too excited about Mothman. Mothman. Mothman! The mighty Mothman! I'm really surprised if I have any Stardusties left at this point. I don't know how you put up with me, but I'm glad you do.
Mothman. The man. The moth. The legend. Today, Mothman is a beloved cryptid who is very big in popular culture. But what is it about this red-eyed beastie that intrigues us? Perhaps we should delve deeper into his mothy origins. On November 12, 1966, in Clendenin, West Virginia, a group of 5 gravediggers reported seeing something huge soar over their heads. A brownish, winged creature that was human-like. And when someone suggested that perhaps they saw a large bird, the gravediggers insisted it was humanoid. 3 days later, November 15th, 1966, 2 couples reported seeing a mysterious creature as well. Roger and Linda Scarberry were driving in Roger's black 57 Chevy Bel Air with their friends Mary and Steve Millette. They were driving on a road near an old war munitions plant known to the locals as the TNT area around midnight. Linda was glancing out the window on the drive when suddenly she let out a scream. She saw the red, glowing eyes fixating on her from the woods. As the others turned in the direction of the red glowing eyes, the 4 of them witnessed something human-like emerge from the shadows. The news would later quote Steve as saying, "It was like a man with wings." When the 4 of them realized that what they were looking at was no ordinary bird, they fled. The car sped up, and the creature pursued them down Highway 62 to the Point Pleasant city limits. The creature chased them at speeds sometimes exceeding 100 miles per hour, and somehow the winged creature was able to keep up with the vehicle. The story goes that the 4 of them made it into town, and once they got to safety, they discussed what they had seen. Once logic and overthinking seeped into the conversation, the 4 of them decided it had to be a bird. The group decided to go back and check it out. Because surely it was a bird, right? To their shock and horror, the creature was waiting for them on Highway 62. As the creature slowly came into view in the headlights, the 4 of them observed a 7-foot-tall, man-like creature who took off vertically to avoid the light. The group rushed back into town. This time, they went straight to the sheriff. In a later news article, Roger Scarberry was quoted as saying, "If I had seen it while by myself, I wouldn't have said anything. But there were 4 of us who saw it." Police investigated the area, but found nothing. The next day, the Point Pleasant Register published a story titled, "Couple Sees Man-Sized Bird. Creature. Something." Other news sources around the country referred to the creature as the Bird Monster, or Birdman. But it is believed the name Mothman came from a Batman Comics number 53, in which a moth is depicted on the cover to symbolize the villain Killer Moth. After the news printed the stories, more people stepped forward with similar sightings, both before and after the November 15th incident. It was estimated that there were over 100 sightings over the following year. Mothman, Birdman sightings, red-eyed winged dude sightings, or dudette, or non-binary moth. However the moth identifies. The number of sightings actually reported was lower. And it is accepted that the Mothman sightings ended around December 15th, 1967, a year and a month after the first reported sighting, when the Silver Bridge collapsed. Interestingly enough, our friends, the Men in Black, were reported to have been seen shortly before the Silver Bridge collapsed, and have contacted witnesses of the Mothman. Though it is largely believed that the connection to Mothman, the Men in Black, and the Silver Bridge collapse was largely due to the book The Mothman Prophecies by John Keel, written in 1975, and there was a movie adaptation in 2002. Now, for those of you not familiar with the Silver Bridge collapse, the Silver Bridge was a bridge that connected Ohio to West Virginia, and one evening in December, a single eye bar near the top of the bridge on the Ohio side cracked. The chain snapped, and the bridge, its careful equilibrium disturbed, fell to pieces, plunging cars and pedestrians into the icy waters of the Ohio River below, killing 46 people. Now, during the time between November 1966 and December 1967, a newspaper called the Gettysburg Times reported 8 additional sightings in the short span of 3 days after the first claims, and one of the reports included 2 volunteer firefighters who said they saw a very large bird with red eyes. Another story that came out that is often connected to the Mothman was the account of Newell Partridge, a resident of West Salem, Virginia, who claimed he saw strange television patterns on his television one night. That same night, he heard a strange sound outside his home. He shined his flashlight into the woods and saw 2 red eyes resembling bicycle reflectors looking back at him. That same night, Partridge's dog went missing, a German Shepherd. So it is believed that the Mothman ran off with the German Shepherd, though it is not clear if the Mothman eats German Shepherds or it just really wanted a puppy to snuggle with. Now, easily enough for skeptics, every reported sighting sounds like a bird. And skeptics agree that it sounds like either a sandhill crane or, more likely for the Point Pleasant sightings, it's believed to have been a barred owl. Maybe like an oversized barred owl, because that's a known nesting area for the barred owl, the TNT area. And their eyes are known to glow red if you shine a light on them. But witnesses insist that the Mothman is humanoid. But is Mothman a good cryptid?
Are you a good cryptid or a bad cryptid?
There have been sightings all over the world that are sort of similar to Mothman, or they have similar descriptions to Mothman. And these sightings have been reported to be heralds of impending disaster. There was a similar creature reported in Freiburg, Germany. The creature was spotted by some miners in a mine. The miners were spooked and fled the tunnels. And as it turns out, the mine collapsed shortly after the miners all ran out of the tunnels. In April 1986, a bizarre winged creature was seen hovering the power plant in Chernobyl. The Chernobyl creature was described as man-like with glowing red eyes. Witnesses to the Chernobyl moth creature also reported receiving threatening phone calls for reporting their sightings. Supposedly, the Mothman was seen by a couple witnesses in New York in September 2001 and was reported to have been seen again in the smoke after the towers collapsed on September 11th, 2001. And there were multiple reported sightings just before the bridge in Minneapolis collapsed in August 2007. There were sightings that were reported for about a month prior to the bridge collapse. I have also heard rumor about Men in Black being seen inspecting the bridge shortly before that bridge collapse. But the bridge collapsed August 1st, 2007, and killed 13 people. And most recently, a series of Mothman sightings were reported in the Lake Michigan, Chicago area from 2011. The sightings peaked in 2017. I think it's sort of an ongoing thing, like an occasional Mothman sighting. Though there doesn't appear to be a disaster associated with this one. At least I hope not. Nothing connected to it yet. There were Mothman sightings in other countries, like shortly before pandemics. So perhaps the Chicago Mothman was maybe a pandemic Mothman. The plague doctor Mothman. Or maybe it just likes hanging out near Lake Michigan. So is Mothman a good guy? Cryptid? A good cryptid? Is Mothman acting as some kind of omen? Is Mothman here to serve as some kind of warning? Or is it a heron, an owl, or a crane? Despite what Mothman may be, Mothman is so beloved in Point Pleasant that there is an annual Mothman Festival, a statue commemorating the beloved cryptid, and even a Mothman museum. So tell me, Stardusties, what do you think of the Mothman? Do you think it's a barred owl that maybe created a story that snowballed out of control? Or are you on the side of something else? Something greater? Something we may not even understand? Tell us what you think, or send us your own paranormal stories at starqueenparanormal@gmail.com. Check us out on Facebook, Star Queen Paranormal,
and sometimes TikTok.
Though really, I don't keep up with Instagram or TikTok. Pay to play some extras at patreon.com/starqueenparanormal, where for as little as a dollar, you can access exclusive content. All while supporting a Star Queen in need.
That's me!
So, Stardusties, remember to lock your doors and practice constant vigilance and self-love. For you are mightier than the monsters. Until next time, on to the next phase in life. May your path be paved in starlight. Continue existing as you would.
My dudes.